What a difference a week makes, huh, in life?
Yes, I couldn't have imagined last week that I would have spent this week entertaining so many discussions about this. I have to tell you that the longer I talk about it, the more people I engage with, the more excited I get at the prospect that sort of throwing the doors wide open and a consideration that some one of us could have a chance to go into the election, which we're surely going to have in the next year. I've got to consider, how will I fare against the people who were my colleagues, other people who are considering entering the race? Am I better than them? And that's important, because the only issue, in my view, is getting us back to talking about the economy. And they just don't seem to be doing that. And if it's me, I absolutely will. And that just gets me going all over again. So, that's how I know that pull is there for me. And if we had the opposition who understood that this is what matters, that's why we've got these terrible issues we're facing related to the budget, because they're not allowing that discussion around the economy. Then I think, I've had 5 years, last 5 years as industry ministry, knowing that environment of who our competition really is and what Ontario needs to do to get back on track. I get excited about doing that, perhaps from a leadership role as opposed to from a ministerial portfolio.
Well, see, what I'm hearing is a fire in your belly that is absent in that of Dalton McGuinty and, I guess, Dwight Duncan as he reconsidered his political life. So there's at least some motivation.
Well, that's the problem. Who knew? And so I'm sort of thinking, wow, I was very happy being very supportive of all of them because I know all of them individually. The prospect of leadership as a race is unappealing for people in the business of politics for a long time. It can often be very divisive. I do not want to walk into that. And yet that's the environment. So I would have to make decisions to know exactly what I'm going to face and how will I be successful. And remember, me on the outside, I have a bigger leap to get back in than my colleagues who are already there. But so I got to be a lot better than them to decide to do that.
Yeah, but you're also, because you're on the outside, not embroiled in the kind of recent political molasses that the entire party finds itself confronted by. So there's an advantage there as well, no?
Well, I would say, but that molasses that you speak of, quite frankly, I've never quite heard it put that way, by the way, but has a lot to do with the minority status of the government. So when I look at the potential of doing this, it's because I can fully and clearly see myself in a general election versus Andrea versus Tim, and how will I fare? And I feel like they need to hear me, and I get really excited about the prospect that I will tell people this is my record, this is what you can expect from me, and that's going to stand us in pretty good stead compared to those other two. So I do get excited, but there's a lot that goes into this kind of decision, and by the end of this weekend, at least I'll know how my husband really is on this, where I get to see, eyeball to eyeball how he's feeling about this, and that's going to play large in the kind of decision I have to make.
Well, it's just what I was going to ask you, because listening to Dwight Duncan, who, mused yesterday that whoever enters this race kind of has to look 5 to 10 years down the road, he wasn't prepared to commit, so are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's exactly the question. When I was in the legislature, mid-last term, there wasn't the opportunity for leadership. I was more than happy with the premier of the day. He's the guy that brought us to government for 2 terms. He gave me a terrific career in fantastic portfolios. So, that wasn't available at that time. When I get the opportunity now to think about doing that, I know what my focus will be. And considering what we're looking ahead in terms of the economy for Ontario, I want somebody with a fire. I want somebody with a fire about the economy, because that's going to resolve a lot of the issues that our government is facing and that any party would have to face should they be the government.
And I suppose what is more enticing here for everyone is not just the leadership of the Liberal Party, but whoever wins this contest becomes premier. You could be the first premier, female premier of Ontario.
Well, and I appreciate that may well be historic, but I have to say that, if that prospect was so appealing, I probably wouldn't have left a year and a half ago. So you don't have to do that to know you can make a huge difference. So, and I guess only to say you have to do it for the right reasons. You can't do it for the title. You have to do it for the right reasons. And that's why I hope everyone who's going to vie for this will have that cause for them that says this is why. And, you know, then you have to take the variables. For me, it's, am I going to win? Because the big change I have to make in my life now with, you know, PricewaterhouseCoopers, they've been very good to me. This is my foray into the private sector, and their support means a lot to me. So that would have been a deal breaker had they not sat down with me to tell me how supportive they would be in all of this for me.
So they have.
And they are, yes, they've been terrific. They're a great firm to work with. So I think, wow, I hope, you know, if all of this, you know, once it's all over, in the worst case scenario, where will I be? And, you know, when they tell me that they would be, you know, very supportive of me doing this, that makes a tremendous difference to me.
By when will you make your decision, Sandra?
Well, I'm in the next few days for sure, because you just have to. I think given the short timelines that the party's outlined, you have to be quick about it. You have to get in and out. And quite frankly, that actually appeals to me, that by the end of January it will be done. It will not drag out a year as they have done historically. And remember, we haven't had one for a long time. This is kind of new for a lot of people. Anyone who came into the party in the last 17 years probably doesn't remember leadership. But
well,
there you go.
You sound pretty excited to me.
Well, you know what? I'm going to keep you posted, because everything has to align, and there are great candidates that are thinking about it. And they're my colleagues, they're people that I know, that I respect, and I'm looking at them thinking, they would be great. So you can imagine this kind of dilemma for me.
Very good of you to join us this morning.
You bet. Nice chatting with you.